We continue the Shir in Likutei Moran, Chelek Aleph, Torah Lamed Gimel, Paragraph Gimel. Now Rabbi Nezal says, Vehine yesh shnei mine yomim. For people who are living on this earth, there are two kinds of days. There are Yimei Toiv v'Yimei Ra. It's a common expression. People say, I had a good day, I'm having a good day, or Chas V'Shalom, having a bad day, or had a bad day, or gonna have a bad day. K'may Shekosev, as the Pasuk says in Koheles, Beyoim toivo heye betoiv, ubeyoim ro re'ei. On a good day, be good, be happy. And on a bad day, look, search. Rabbi Nezal is going to explain that later on. Hainu shetzorech lotom lehistakel shom heitev heitev. Bevada yimtza shom yemei toiv. Hainu toira. When the Pasuk says, ubeyoim ro re'ei. And on a bad day, look, look carefully. Look for what? Look for the good. Because there is good in there. There's no such thing as a completely bad day. You just have to look for it. Meaning, you have to search for the Torah there. V'hayomim nikroim midois. We know that the term days in the Torah also is synonymous with midois, attributes. K'may shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, umidas yomai, the measurements of my days. So we see midois and yomim are both synonymous. A day is a certain measurement of time. V'hamidois heim ha-toira. And we know that the midois, the attributes, chesed, gevura, tiferes, are all the Torah. Kioi raisa kula heim midois of Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the Torah is a manifestation of all the midois of Hashem. Hashem's chesed, Hashem's gevura, Hashem... Ki ha-Torah medaberes mi-ahavo ve-yira ve-shara midos. Because the Torah speaks about love, fear, respect, u-bo, bo-ra kodesh baruch ha-alman. And it's with the Torah that Hashem created all the worlds. K'may shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, mishlei vo-eheye etzloi omun, al-tikri omun elo uman. The Pasuk says that the Torah was the blueprint that Hashem used to create the world. Va'oisius ha-Torah heim ha-mechayenes kol dover v'dover. And it's the letters of the Torah that give life to everything in existence. They're like pipelines through which Hashem channels His light to connect with everything in creation. Elokol ma-Hashem adrega hi lamato shom heim oisius ha-Torah betzimtzum yoiser mi-mashoi b'madrega yoiser al-yoina. Rabbi Nezal says, it's just that whenever we're dealing with something that's on a lower level in this world, there the letters are more, the light of the letters is more constricted and shines less brightly than it does on a higher level. Why? For what reason? So as not to give more light than is necessary, or than is proper to give on that level. Because if you give, here an example, you take a child who's 4 or 5 years old, or 3 years old, and you feed him a steak, you can kill him with that, because he's not on a level to handle that complex, you know, that kind of complex food. He can't digest it properly, and it can, chas v'shalom, he can choke on it, or it can actually kill, you know. Whereas a person older is in a position to handle a higher level, a more complex thing. Nimtza, afilu b'modor haklipois, haynu b'mei ra, shehem midois rois, ulashoino isakum, shom yecholen limtzoi oisius ha-Torah. So therefore, we're understanding clearly that even in the residence of the klipois, even in the place of the sitra achra, which is called yemei ra, the bad days, even there, which is the bad midos and the languages of the goyim, even there you can find letters of the Torah, just that because rak avo machmas ribui halavushim v'goydla tzimtzum einom nisroim oisis ha-Torah hainu yemei toiv al yemei ra v'choshech asher alim. It's just that because there are so many coverings over them, and because the light is so constricted, and it's covered over with this ra, this darkness, that's why it's hard to be able to see it. Avol, now here comes the punchline. Avol, mi shekoife es yitzroi hora, a tzaddik, or a truly religious person, who takes control of the Ra inside of him. Each one of us has a Toiv or Ra inside of us. We have a Yetzer Toiv and a Yetzer Ra. The Yetzer Toiv is always proposing mitzvahs and Ma'asim Toiv, and the Yetzer Ra is always proposing sins and bad things and Midos Rois. A Jew who is Zoche to overcome, to succeed in controlling completely his Yetzer Hara, which means the Yemei Ra inside of him, Hainu Hamidois Rois, his own Midois Rois, Azai Hora Nizbalbe Legamri Neged Yemei HaToiv Shebohem. When this person comes into contact with anything that has good and bad in it, the bad crumbles, the bad dissolves in front of this person. Because this person succeeded in conquering the bad inside of him, and he's solid good, when he comes into contact with anything in the world that has good and bad, the bad is subservient to him. The bad bows down to him, in a sense. It falls. And the letters of Kedusha that were found in that item, that were covered over by the bed or the darkness, when that bed falls, the letters start shining brightly. You're able to see those letters. Because at first, before this tzaddik or this righteous person came into contact with that bed, the letters weren't shining so much. Because they weren't receiving a major blast from their generator, from above, from the light from above. Why? Because Hashem was limiting the flow of light down there, because again, it was in the place of the klipos, and Hashem wants to be careful that they shouldn't have more than just the minimum that they need for existence. But now that this good person came into contact with this, and he dissolved the Ra, v'nishorim oisei satoira levad, and therefore all that's left is the good, the letters of the Torah that were in that item, azai mekablim oir rav melamala. That item now receives a major, major influx of light from above. Nimtza, we see from this therefore, ze shekoifes yitzroi, the person who succeeds in overcoming his Yetzahara, Hainu Shekoifes Hayemei Ra, which means he's overcome the Yemei Ra inside of him, Kishehu Medaber Im Hoakum, when such a person engages a goy in conversation or in business, when he comes into contact with a goy, Oy Sheroya Midoisehem, or he's involved with them and he sees their conduct. He sees them swearing, cursing, all that kind of Azai Takeif, hora shesheichen al atoiv, hainu oisis atoira, nizbatel v'noifel. Immediately, when it comes into contact with him, he's like a laser beam. When he's pointed at that item, the ra dissolves. He destroys the ra disappears, and all that's left is the toiv, v'oisis atoira boiltin. And the letters of the Torah that were hidden there, that were covered up with ra and darkness, are bolet, they stick out. Azai hu yodeya ha-Torah sheboisei dovar. And then that person is able to study the Torah, you know, to realize the Torah that was found within that place of the Sitra Achra, within that place of darkness. And this is what it says in the Zohar Kodesh Parshas Lech Lecha. There's a pasuk in Tehillim that says, Baruchu Hashem Malochov Giboirei Koyach Oisei Devoroi. Bless Hashem, you angels, you who are very powerful, you who create the word of Hashem. The Zohar Kodesh says, Ilein Inun Demizgabrim Al Yitzrayin. This refers to the tzaddikim, those giboreko, those powerful ones who overcome their yetzahara, who succeed and win against their yetzahara. Inun damien lamalochin mamish. They are compared to angels, literally. Oisei devoroyin. Why does the pasuk say they create the word of Hashem? Da'avdin lahai dovor. They make it. They actually produce. They reveal the word of Hashem, like we just said. These letters of Kedusha that were found in the place of the Sitra Achra, and they were covered up by all kinds of darkness. When this tzaddik, who has overcome his Yetzirah, when he comes into contact with them, the Ra falls away, and suddenly those letters are shining and glowing. Lishmoya Bekoil Devoroi, and they get to hear the sound of Hashem's speech. Inun Zachyan Lamashma Kolin Malela. The Zohar Kodesh says, these people are zeiche to hear a voice from above, the voice of Hashem. Ki HaToyro Nikreis Dovor. We know one of the nicknames of the Torah. The Torah is called Dovor. K'may Shekos, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Dovor Tzivo Le'elev Doer. That Hashem commanded us. He wanted to give the Torah 1,000 generations, you know, for 1,000 generations before. V'chol ma she'oisiyas ha-Torah nis-tsam-tsem v'nis-lap-shem etzim-tsum el-vushim yaseirim. And the more that the letters of the Torah are constricted and covered up with all kinds of coverings, ha-Torah hu behelam u-biskasi-oise, the Torah is more and more hidden. U-mi she'mafshit es-oisiyas ha-Torah me'halavushim, the one who is zeche to strip away from these letters of the Torah the coverings that are on them, Doime kemi sheboine satoira. He gets credit for somebody who built the Torah. It's like he created it. Because before you couldn't see anything. There was nothing. It's like when you have gold in the ground. While the gold, when it's in the ground, it's nothing. It's the guy who digs it, who mines it, and discovers it, and extracts it, and refines it. We say he produced this gold. You know, this is a company that produces gold, you know. Lamoshel, so exactly, who doimek mi sheboine satoira, he's considered like one who's building the Torah. Lamoshel, for example, oisiyoy satoira shehoyu mefuzorem umefayrodem b'lashon esvakum, the letters of the Torah, which were dispersed and separated all over the place in the different languages of the non-Jews, v'loyhoyo shum odom yoideyam ayhem, and nobody knew about it, machmas hayemei ra shehech shechaleim vilbashoysam, because of the yemei ra that covered them up and darkened them. Ukishabo zeh odom, and when this person comes along, shehu doime lemalach Hashem tzvokos. The Gemara says in Chagiga that a true tzaddik is like an angel. Ki sif sekoin yishmur das v'rashim ki malach Hashem tzvokosu. That's what the Gemara calls a rabbi. Al yedei shekoifes yitzroi, by his being zeicher to conquer his yetzahara. Haino hayemei ra, meaning the ra inside of him. Azai hara. Then all types of bad, including, for example, the secular languages, the bad that's in them dissolves in front of this person. And then the letters of the Torah that were hidden there suddenly are revealed, and they're bolate, they're shining, they're glowing. And when they're stripped away from their physical coverings, hainu mi lishoinei soakum, from the secular languages, hainu mi midois rois, from the evil characteristic traits, hainu mi mei ra, from the mei ra, azai mekablim elu oisiyas ha-Toyra, oi rav yoiser mi mashiyam mekablim achila. Then these letters of Torah receive a brand new powerful injection of light from above. Because again, because initially Hashem was only sending 3.5 volts, because he knew that he did not want more than that in that place while the Ra was there, while it was covered up with darkness and klipos and sitrachra, not to give them more than is proper for them. As the Arizal explains when he discusses the holiday of Purim, the Arizal speaks about the fact that on Purim is a time when Mordechai HaTzadik is prevalent, Mordechai is around, and Haman is around. Mordechai is good, Haman is bad, evil, wicked, Amolek, Rak Rak Kol Hayom. But the Arizal says that we know that even there, there's some spark of Kedusha, there's some spark of light, some spark of good, that has to receive its light, a beam of light from Hashem, but a minimum, just the minimum that it needs to keep it alive, as long as Hashem chooses to keep them alive, to sustain them. So the Arizal says there that when a person gets drunk on Purim, and in his drunken state, he mixes things up, and instead of saying Baruch Mordechai Or Haman, he says Baruch Haman. The fact that if he were to say that when he was fully conscious, chas v'shalom, it would be like he's giving them a big donation. He's giving them, you know, and chas v'shalom, they could use that against the Jew. That could give them more chias than they need. That could give them the power to do harm to Bnei Yisrael. But the fact that he's saying it while his brain is cloudy, that makes it that they're getting just the minimum that they need and no more. Hainu, sheyamshich shefa lahaklipois kedei chiyunoi v'layoyser. He's drawing shefa, light, to the klipois, but just the minimum that they need, no more. Ayin b'pri etzchayim b'kavonas purim, perek vav, mvor shom, the Arizal explains there, shetzrichin lahamshich chiyois lahakidusho hane'elemes b'toy haklipois. We have to be able to draw light and life into that little bit of kedusha that's found in the place of the klipois. But we have to limit it in an incredible way. We got to do it very cautiously, only a drop. That's how the Arizal explains the secret behind this concept of being drunk on Purim and not knowing, not being able to differentiate between Or HaMon and Baruch Mordechai, being able to confuse the two, chas v'shalom. Aval, kishenifshotin ho'isyes me'aklipois. But when those letters have the junk taken off from them, have the coverings removed from them, when the klipois, the ra over there, disappears, and the letters are revealed, azay mekablim oyer rav melamalo. Then they receive a major blast of light from above, 3,000 volts, 3 million volts. Vezehu oisei devoroi, lishmoya bekoil devoroi. This is the concept that these tzaddikim who make the word of Hashem, meaning they discover those letters that were found in the place of the Sitrachra, and they clean away the ras, so they reveal new letters. It's like they produced those letters. Then lishmoya b'kol dvorei. Kishoisnu boinim la'toyer Hashem etchilam ufuzon forod moshan zakim. When these tzaddikim create and build the Torah, those letters which were originally dispersed all over the languages of the goyim, and they remove the ram, they discover those letters and bring them together to form Torah. Then they get to hear the voice of Hashem from above, meaning that Hainu Shahadovar, Hainu Hatoira, Mekablim Oirav Melamala. This means that the Torah, these letters of the Torah that they discovered that were found among the Klipois, they suddenly receive a major blast of light from above. Vezehu shmias haTorah, and this is the concept of hearing Torah from above. Veze bechinas nase v'nishma. This is also another interpretation of the famous statement that Klal Yisrael made at Har Sinai. Shemitchilo oisinu boinin loisias haTorah. At first, they create and build the letters of the Torah. Nase. That these letters, which were originally covered up with all kinds of mud and slime and ra and midos rois and tivus rois, they cleaned away all of that stuff, and suddenly they revealed letters. Suddenly we see letters of Kedusha. And the letters become visible, and they start connecting with each other. V'achar kach, nishma. And as a result of that, we're zoche to hear an announcement from above. We're zocher to hear a blast of light from Hashem. Zachin lamashma kolin meliela. We're zocher to hear a sound from above. Hainu she'oisei sator mekablim chiyus v'oy rav yoiser mima shekiblu metchila kishem elaboshim l'shem sagoyim b'mei rav. These letters of the Torah that were now cleaned up, now they receive 3,000 volts from above, which is much more than the 3.5 volts they were getting before, while they were covered up with all of that ra. Paragraph Dalit. V'ze yodua. This is a known fact. Shehatoira hainu hamidois hainu hayomim shoiro bohem ahavosa yisborach shmoi. It's known that the Torah, which we said before, is a composite of all the midois. The Torah has ahavo, yira, nitzocha, all of that in it. And it's a composite of all the yomim. The Torah represents all the 7 days, all the midois. The Torah has in it, there rests upon the Torah the love of Hashem. Kama shekoso b'Zohar HaKodesh, as the Zohar HaKodesh says, Yoimom Yetzave Hashem Chazdoi. We know that chesed is one of the midos of Hashem. It's one of the days of Hashem. The 7 days of the week, Sunday through Shabbos, correspond to the seven midos, Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzachon. So Chesed supposedly is Sunday. And yet the Pasuk says, it doesn't say Yom Yitzava Hashem Chazdoi. It says Yoimom. Yoimom means plural. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, what does that mean? And the Zohar HaKadosh answers that you should know Chesed is a quality that's not just for Sunday. Sunday is wall-to-wall Chesed. But Chesed is so special that Chesed also gets involved in Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. Chesed travels with all the other days also. Chesed, Hainu ha'ahavo, kemoi shekosuv, ahava soilom ahavtich, alkein mishachtich Chesed. Rabbeinu Zal, through this next posuk, shows that Chesed and ahavo are interchangeable. They're both synonymous. Kindness and love, loving kindness. You know, we have that expression. So Rabbeinu Zal says that this chesed, this ahava, hu yoima de'ozil im kulo yoimin. It's a day which travels with all the other days. It's involved in all the other days also. Hainu hamidois, meaning the other midois. Gvura teferes, there's a chesed in gvura also. There's a chesed in teferes also. Ki hamidois hem tzimtzumim lelikusoi, because these midois are vessels-like for Hashem's spirituality. Kidei shenuchal lahasigoisoi al yidei midoiso, so that we should be able to understand Hashem and discuss Hashem and relate to Hashem through His midois. Kamei shekosu b'Zohar HaKadosh, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, that the reason why Hashem created the world in this manner, with these midos, with the spheros, is begin the ishtemoy doinle. So we should be able to understand Hashem and recognize Hashem and speak about Hashem and relate to Hashem. Ki b'loy midosov ief shel hasegoisoi. Because if Hashem did not give us these kalim, how would we relate to Hashem? If the only concept we had of Hashem was infinity, infinite light, How do you talk about that? It's because of the great love that Hashem had for the Jewish people. He wanted the Jews to become attached to Him. And He wanted us to be in love with Hashem, to be attached to Hashem with deep love. From this physical world, Hashem cloaked His spirituality inside the midos of the Torah, which of one example of that is the Taryag mitzvos, because Hashem calculated with His wisdom that through this mitzvah, through tzitzis, which is made of wool, and eight strings with these double knots in this exact manner, we'll be able to connect with Hashem, we'll be able to relate to Hashem. And that's what caused Hashem to constrict His light and put it into these 613 procedures, these 613 mitzvahs. Lemoshel, for example, Sheshir bedaitoi mitzvahs tefillin. Kaviyochel, Hashem perceived the mitzvah of tefillin, shehamitzvah hazois tzorech liyos kach, that this mitzvah has to be performed exactly in this manner. Hainu arba parshios, four parshios, v'arba batim shel oyer, and four cases into which these parshios are inserted into, uretzuos shel oyer, and leather straps. Kikach shir bedaitoi, because kaviyochel Hashem understood with His great wisdom that by putting His light into these physical manifestations, into these tefillin, this will be a way that we'll be able to relate to Hashem, connect with Hashem, and understand Hashem, kaviyochel. And that's why Hashem did not say that these cases should be made from gold or silver. Because through Hashem's deep love for Klal Yisrael, He understood that it has to be this way. It has to be made from leather, not from silver or gold. Nimtzo. So it's through Hashem's deep love that He made this decision to cloak Himself inside the Torah. So therefore, in each and every single mitzvah, in each and every single midah, is found some of this ahava, some of this love of Hashem that he put inside of there. Shakadosh Baruch Hu oyhei v'satzmoi im Yisrael, that kaviyochel Hashem is in love with Klal Yisrael. And that love he put into these vessels, which serve as a kesher between us, a bond between us. Nimtza, mi shemafshit es hatoira, mi lavushi haklipois, aide kfias hayetzer. Therefore, a person who is zoche to strip away the letters of the Torah from their coverings, you know, the coverings of the klipois, how? By him first conquering his own evil, by conquering the ra inside of him, the yemei ra, the midos rosas are inside of him, azai hu mekurav el hasholim. He's the one who's bringing to light these letters which contain in him this deep love that Hashem has for Bnei Yisrael. And therefore he is closer to this peace, to bringing about this peace between the Jews and Hashem, between the Jews and their fellow Jews, which are symbolized by the letters of the Torah. Each and every Jew is a letter in the Torah. By his revealing these letters and connecting them, allowing, before the letters were dispersed all over the place, by him cleaning away the junk, the letters are revealed, they're able to come together. He's bringing about this shalom. Hu mekurav el ha-shalom, kama shekosu, v'chol nesivoseh ha-shalom. He is close to this shalom, as we learned before, that the paths of the Torah, the mitzvahs, the midos, they are all shalom.